Hello, I had a great time with you these last 4 days talking about probate and sharing my knowledge with you. There are still a few more things you should know, so here they are in a bonus video. Since real estate is a people business and relationship building is at the core, time and time again I get through to the heirs because of my ability to listen and treat others with respect. I have many examples of how my offer was not the highest price, but because of the connection and relationship I built with the heirs, I was the chosen buyer. Now, because you are going to be the first person to contact the PR, remember that means personal representative, you will have the first chance to build a relationship with them as well. When speaking with your PR, try to listen more and talk less. Also, mirror their attitude, and what I mean by that is if your seller wants to talk a bit before you're doing numbers, then go ahead and give them some of your time. But if a PR wants to be quick and get to the bottom line, then make sure that you follow that lead. Having spent over 10 years of full-time real estate buying, I've become extremely skilled at communicating with sellers and listening to their needs. It's really very simple to do, and I've learned how to teach those skills to others. So here's a few pointers. Be polite and respectful at all times, even when they are not. Even if they have a rude behavior, don't take it personal, because it's not. Every person has different events going on in their life at different times. So simply excuse yourself and move on to the next probate. There are just way too many opportunities in this niche for you to get caught up in one. Also, the more people you help, the more success you will have. Have a genuine concern. Come from the position that you are not going to buy every property, because you're not. But you are going to offer help to every person. Don't be attached to the outcome, and you will appear much more confident, and not as a pushy, self-interested salesman type. Let's talk about why it's important for you to stick to your numbers. Remember how we talked about leading your buying business with numbers and intellect and not your emotions? Well, once you have calculated your buying price and presented your offer and your PR maybe comes back with a counter or even a higher price, then it's here that you must stick to your numbers and negotiate with your ability to close. This is also where the relationship that you've built comes in handy. Don't make the mistake of overpaying, because if you do, then you might set yourself up for something that you can't sell or profit from. In negotiations, it's a win-win if both parties are happy. And in probate, you will provide a win by being able to perform and help the estate to liquidate property. So your win is to buy at the right price. And because you will provide this service to people who actually want and need your help, your rewards are not only financial, but at a much deeper level than that. A lot of those sellers are moving on to a new chapter in their life. So remember, again, to be kind, respectful, and to deal with empathy. Once again, I wish you the best. I hope you have learned a lot and that we have an opportunity to work together. And know that I'm here in your corner for your probate success. Here's one of the many group of students that I have taught. I love the relationships I build with my PRs. And I can proudly say that I do have a great relationship with my students. I welcome your friendship and the chance to contribute to your success. Let's go to work, let's help a lot of people, and let's make a lot of money. I'm ready, and I hope you are too. So go ahead and click on the Add to Cart button below, and I'll see you soon.